Good morning and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Thursday, March 28th. On today's show, we have the story of the Australian liar who claimed to be the creator of Bitcoin, and we'll also be discussing the cryptocurrency price drop with Bitcoin falling below $70,000 and Ethereum and Avalanche declining up to 4%. Plus, the state of Oregon reaches a settlement with a cryptocurrency asset platform. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with a mystery that has long intrigued the crypto world, the identity of the creator of Bitcoin, known by the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto. Recently, the UK High Court delivered a ruling on a case involving Australian businessman Craig Stephen Wright, who claimed to be the brains behind Bitcoin. Here to delve into this is our correspondent from Simply Crypto. So Bella, what can you tell us about this case?
Well, David, Craig Stephen Wright publicly claimed to be the creator of Bitcoin 8 years ago, sparking controversy and leading to several court cases. Recently, a consortium of crypto businesses known as COPA mounted a case in the UK High Court to establish whether Dr. Wright was indeed Satoshi Nakamoto. In a ruling delivered in mid-March, Justice James Mellor decided that Dr. Wright was not Satoshi and that he wasn't the inventor of Bitcoin.
What led to this ruling?
During the 22-day trial, COPA's legal representatives claimed that Dr. Wright produced forged evidence to support his claim to be Satoshi. They alleged that he backdated Word files, reproduced handwritten documents, deliberately altered PDF copies of the white paper to make it look like earlier versions, and even faked emails. The court found this evidence to be overwhelming.
What has been the reaction to this ruling?
The ruling has been seen as a significant win for the cryptocurrency community. Paul Gruhl, Coinbase's legal counsel, stated that the ruling would ensure that anyone working on the Bitcoin protocol need not fear potential damages or jail time as a result of these allegations. However, Dr. Wright has stated on social media that he intends to consider his options for appeal.
What about Dr. Wright's other activities in the crypto industry?
Dr. Wright used his 2016 claim that he was the real Satoshi to promote another cryptocurrency, Bitcoin Satoshi Vision, or BSV. The initiative was backed by a number of his wealthy supporters. BSV is still active on the crypto exchange market and claims to be the original Bitcoin blockchain. However, this recent ruling may impact its credibility.
Thanks for the update, Bella. Speaking of the crypto world, Bitcoin and Ethereum, two of the world's largest cryptocurrencies, are trading lower today, with Bitcoin down 1.13% at $69,609 and Ethereum down 2.4% at $3,530. Other altcoins such as Solana, XRP, Cardano, Shiba Inu, and Avalanche have also fallen 2-4%, but BNB, Dogecoin, and Bitcoin Cash have seen surges. To discuss the dynamics of the crypto market, we have Abby, a correspondent for Simply Crypto. Abby, can you tell us more about the current state of the crypto market?
Certainly, David. It's been a mixed day for both bulls and bears. Bitcoin first broke the 71K mark before falling below 69K, causing over $175 million of long liquidations and over $80 million of short liquidations. This short selling began after a federal judge in New York ruled that the SEC can proceed with its lawsuit against Coinbase for unregistered sale and offer of securities.
And how has this affected Bitcoin's market cap and dominance?
In the last 24 hours, Bitcoin's market cap fell to $1.368 trillion. Despite this, Bitcoin's dominance remains at 52.29%, according to CoinMarketCap. The volume of Bitcoin traded in the last 24 hours rose 14.2% to 41.44 billion.
What are the key levels that Bitcoin and Ethereum need to maintain or surpass?
The key level for Bitcoin is at $69,000. It needs to maintain its position above this level. The resistance is at the all-time high, which Bitcoin must clear for new highs. As for Ethereum, it's currently hovering slightly above $3,500 and below the 20 EMA D. To see a significant upside move, Ethereum must first surpass $3,650, while $3,450 serves as a support level.
Indeed, the world of cryptocurrencies is dynamic and ever-changing, as we just heard from Abby. In related news, the Oregon Division of Financial Regulation has reached a settlement with a cryptocurrency asset platform known as ABRA for violating state securities regulations. Here to discuss this further is James, a correspondent for Simply Crypto. Can you tell us more about this settlement, James?
Yes, David. The companies involved are Plutus Financial Holdings, Inc., Plutus Financial, Inc., Plutus Lending, LLC, and ABRA Boost, LLC. They offered products referred to as ABRA Boost and ABRA Earn. As part of the settlement, ABRA is required to notify all Oregon consumers with open accounts containing crypto assets that they are winding down U.S. operations and to encourage consumers to move any remaining crypto assets from the platform.
What happens to the assets if consumers don't move them from the platform?
Consumers have at least 7 days from the date they receive notice to remove their assets from the ABRA platform. Assets remaining after that date with a value of $10 or more will be converted to fiat, and a check or other instrument will be sent directly to the consumer's last known address. Currently, 167 residents in Oregon still have cryptocurrencies on the ABRA platform, valued at about $32,387.04.
What were these products that ABRA offered?
ABRA offered ABRA Earn to all U.S. clients and ABRA Boost to accredited U.S. clients. Investors in both programs earned interest by depositing digital assets with ABRA and authorizing ABRA to lend client assets to institutional borrowers. The companies are controlled by William Bill Barhit, who is also a party to the settlement.
What does this mean for the future of ABRA and other similar companies?
DFR Administrator T.K. Keene emphasized that while firms are creating new products tied to evolving technologies, they must continue to comply with existing securities laws. As part of the settlement, ABRA and Barhit will enter a consent order with DFR requiring that they cease and desist from offering or selling unregistered securities in Oregon. They are also ordered to pay an administrative penalty, which will be suspended if they comply with the process to return all assets owned by Oregon consumers before April 25, 2024.
What advice is being given to clients in Oregon?
Keene strongly encourages clients in Oregon to withdraw their assets as soon as possible, but certainly within 7 days of receiving notice from ABRA. The Division of Financial Regulation is available to assist and answer consumers' questions about this settlement.
Thanks for those insights, James. Now, shifting our focus to a recent development in Nigeria, the governor of the central bank has stated that the bank is not in charge of regulating cryptocurrencies in the country. Here to shed more light on this is our correspondent, Michael. Can you tell us more about this statement from the Nigerian Central Bank's governor?
Yes, David. The governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria has made it clear that the bank does not have the authority to regulate cryptocurrencies. This is a significant statement considering the increasing popularity and use of cryptocurrencies in Nigeria.
What does this mean for the regulation of cryptocurrencies in Nigeria? Who will be in charge of this?
Well, David, the statement does not clarify who will be in charge of regulating cryptocurrencies in Nigeria. It's likely that this responsibility will fall to another regulatory body within the country. But at this point, it's unclear which body that might be.
And how might this impact the use of cryptocurrencies in Nigeria?
The impact is yet to be seen, David. The lack of clear regulation could lead to uncertainty and instability in the market. On the other hand, it could also provide an opportunity for the cryptocurrency market in Nigeria to develop organically without stringent regulatory constraints.
Interesting. We'll certainly be keeping an eye on how this develops. Thanks for that report, Michael. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.